Tim Wadner from the Sierra Club talked about who put the study together.
By largely a group of scientists associated with the National Academy of Sciences. They received lots of assistance and advice from top government agency officials who have been working on this issue for a number of years. And so it was largely the science community that really put this thing together. They actually looked at different regions of the country, like the Northeast, the Southeast, the Caribbean, the Midwest, Great Plains, Southwest, Northwest, Alaska, Hawaii, and Pacific Islands. And then they broke the report down into several separate analyses of impacts, including human health, impacts to water, energy, transportation, agriculture, and forest and ecosystems.
The study looked at a variety of trends measured over more than a century.
And the most striking thing that they looked at was temperature. For example, they cite where the U.S. average temperature has increased anywhere from 1.3 degrees to 1.9 degrees Fahrenheit since 1895, but most of that increase has occurred since 1970. The most recent decade, the report cites, the most recent decade that we're looking back 10 years from where we are today was literally the nation's hottest decade on record, and 2012 was literally the hottest year on record for the continental United States. And then, you know, he looked at all kinds of different things like changes to rain and snowpack trends and so forth, and how that will affect, you know, the people who live, for example, like here in the Southwest.
You said some of the findings are dramatic.
The only real surprises that they found in this entire assessment, such as sea level rise and Arctic ice decline, they've outpaced earlier projections. In other words, what they were projecting, what the climate scientists were projecting, say, 20, 30 years ago, has not only come true, it's even worse than even what they even been projected before. So it's dramatic. It really is. This is really a wake-up call for us to finally just say, okay, time to quit stalling, time to quit debating. Let's get on with it. Let's move. We know what we need to do. Let's get on with it.
Wadner said there's a growing sentiment in Utah to do something about the Wasatch Front's problems, such as hotter temperatures in the summers and temperature inversions in the winter. Armed with the assessment, he pointed to one current project the Sierra Club is fighting.
You know, some of the things that I'm working on, for example, right now, like proposed tar sands and oil shale development out in the Uinta Basin. These are some of the most carbon-intensive, climate-disrupting fuels on the face of the planet. And they have a carbon footprint that's much, much greater even than conventional oil. We are working really, really hard to try to keep as much of that stuff in the ground as we possibly can. And at the same time, trying to push the state of Utah in a much cleaner energy direction and embracing our renewable energy potential, which we're really falling down on. Compared to a lot of states, Utah is way behind. I mean, considering the fact that New Jersey is fifth in the country in terms of solar production, why shouldn't we be ahead of New Jersey? I mean, to think about it. But we're not doing that because we have such a love affair with fossil fuels and short-term profit.
Tim Wadner from the Sierra Club. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.